Hello and welcome to the NFL podcast on URN. It's Touchdown. We've had 1 week of NFL action and there's plenty to talk about. To the left of me is my running back, to my quarterback. It is Jake Longhurst. Jake, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing very well, thank you, Don. That was a lovely pass from you. And unfortunately, I think this week has had its ups and downs for us as a pair in terms of the NFL.
And that brings us on to the minute after, where me and Jay Longhurst for a minute discuss our team's latest games, which we're going to bring in now.
Now, whilst Dom's Dolphins have had a lovely first week coming in with a win, Jake's Jets have not done so well with a 24-9 defeat at the hands of the Baltimore Ravens. And in fact, they lost the first three quarters. They only won the final quarter with a touchdown, not converted, unfortunately, but 6 points is better than none at this point. I'll take it. It was a ramshackle game. They're not going to be contending for the Super Bowl this season, I can tell you that much, judging by tonight's performance. But I'm hopeful that there's fight in the team yet, and they're no contenders, that much is for sure. But if we can get some good performances from them this year, I think that's what we need.
Hello and welcome to this new feature on URN Touchdown, which is going to be recorded after every game week, the moment after, so we really get that raw emotion. The Dolphins have just beaten the New England Patriots, the team I absolutely detest, 20-7, meaning Tua has a 3-0 record against Bill Belichick. Coach McDaniel becomes the first Dolphins head coach since 2005, Nick Saban, to win his debut NFL game. Really positive start. I think Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill looked absolutely rapid. There was a really good defensive performance too. Only one touchdown given up, no field goals. Really, really good. I'm a little bit worried about runs down the middle. There seem to be a lot of sloppy sort of decisions by Tua too. But obviously, first game of the season, there's going to be a bit of rust. I think rust was the main word there. Strong performance onto Baltimore, a team, again, I really do detest, but we always have a dodgy time against them. But last year we won a really surprising game. Lamar Jackson's currently looking good against Jake's Jets. Sorry, there's been an unbelievable touchdown in the Bengals game. So yeah, it's going to be an exciting year for the Dolphins. I think the pace of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, the man, the penguin, the legend, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun watching the Dolphins, and that's all that matters. On to Jake for his opinions on a really sorry Jets affair.
Very swag, very sexy.
So Jake, as a Jets fan, absolutely demolished by the Baltimore Ravens. What were your thoughts? So
yeah, demolished is one way of putting it. I'll start on a positive note.
Oh, go on.
We scored a touchdown in the final quarter.
Yes.
And they didn't score any points.
Missed the PAT, though.
So, ignoring the fact that we missed, you know, we did have one quarter where we won. So there's glimmers of hope.
Yes.
Glimmers.
Yes.
They're very small, they're mostly insignificant, but they do exist.
Well, if you actually look at Baltimore, it's quite a good side.
It's Lamar Jackson, strong side.
Who, for the uninitiated amongst us in the NFL, Lamar Jackson is an absolute wonder kid. So
he's a beast, most he's a unit.
Yeah, he's a unit. And he can throw, and he's agile. So you either pressure him so he doesn't run, which leaves gaps over for him to throw over, or you create room for him to run, which means he can run.
He can do it all. Yeah. He is scary good. Yeah. He's one of those rare people who will end up, if he goes to the right teams, he'll end up having one of those careers that will start to rival the greats of the game.
Yeah, and I don't think Baltimore's quite there for him to be that great, but you're absolutely bang on right. If you've got a supporting cast around him in a sort of all-star way that Tom Brady did down at the Bucks, he could be really good. But they've got some good players. I really like Kenyon Drake. I mean, he only got 31 yards in running, but when you're dominating a game like that, you can just have a few yards. The Dolphins thumped the New England Patriots. Now, I cannot explain to you what it's like to be a Dolphins fan for the past 10 years. The Patriots have won every AFC East competition for literally since Tom Brady has been around, so that's 20 plus years. There's been two or three years where they haven't won. Now the Patriots are on gradual decline, and for the Dolphins to absolutely demolish my hated Patriots was absolutely delightful. Tyreek Hill, Waddle was absolutely superb, a real burst of pace, and you think with the name Waddle, he's just going to
be like a penguin. No, he's like a cheetah. I absolutely love him. Tua needs a bit of arm work, if I'm quite honest. But it went quite well, and the Dolphins look really good. Let's talk about some other games in the NFL. The Titans lost to the New York Giants. Bit of a surprise one, that one.
It was very tight as well. Mm.
Yeah, and for the Giants to win a tight game, Saquon Barkley comes back. I'm not saying they're going on a run, but Jake, do you think with that as a start to the season, do you think that's going to be a positive step for the Giants?
Well, if we consider that they were 13-0 down at halftime, and then they came back with a rout in the second two quarters, I think it's got promise.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say that they're going to go on a run now. It's way too early to tell.
Mm.
But their second half, their last two quarters, was a phenomenal display to come back against a team who are consistently a consistently good side. You know, they're no amazing Super Bowl winning team, the Titans, certainly not this season, but they're consistent.
Yeah.
And to come back against that is, it's promise they've got a lot of potential there.
Yeah, they could make some upsets like they have done here.
They could indeed. Well, some of the touchdowns especially were really well worked. It's not that there are any wonder touchdowns of like a solitary person running an 80-yarder from what I can recall for that game anyway, but they were well worked.
Yes.
And that's part of the difference, is that they're putting teamwork into it.
And I think the Giants and Giants fans will admit that they've been too reliant on Saquon Barkley. And as you said, to create a well-worked touchdown, you think of those great sort of passing goals in football, like a great Barbar's try where it goes across the line. When a team is cohesive, it only means good things. And I think the Giants could be at a turning point in their franchise. They've had 6 years of quite miserable fandom, and to start
essentially a United.
Yes.
They're like a football team. They're kind of like a Man United, but just as Man United have finally actually created what looks like a bit of a team, the New York Giants have done just that, and both franchises look like they're actually getting their act together.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree there. The Chargers beat the Raiders in the best kit bowl, and then it's just absolutely
to be fair.
It was absolutely beautiful. Let's talk about Cardinals Chiefs. Chiefs 44.
I called that one as well.
Very well done. The Cardinals defense absolutely bottled it. Jake, what were your thoughts on the game?
It was beautiful to watch. I mean, I enjoyed it so much. I didn't see the entire thing. I think I saw the last half. I watched the first half in highlights. Just the amount of touchdowns in a 44-21 game, you're always going to enjoy it. But it was so enjoyable.
Yes. I think the main thing I took from this week was how enjoyable the NFL was.
Yeah.
I really missed Red Zone. And whilst we could talk about plays and all this, it was just fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also watching the highlights again, just the excitement in the commentator's voice. It is just so, so good to have it back in our lives.
Well, I love watching other American sports. I love ice hockey. Basketball's always great because it's so fast. Baseball, you get the ecstasy of a massive home run. But NFL, there's just something about it when someone's off on a run and you can just, it's very much like a football or a rugby in that moment, in that you just get the commentators up because you still don't know what's going to happen. Whereas baseball, they'll hit a single, they'll hit a double. Basketball, it's so quick, you don't get the excitement so much. Ice hockey, it's just constant. But NFL, you get that mix of lulls into the highs and you get that feeling of, oh!
Yeah, that's a really good point in the actual structure of the game. If you compare it to cricket, for example, it's you hit a ball or you miss a ball, and there's that moment of joy. Whereas for some of the touchdowns, especially the Jalen Waddle one, where he like sort of sidesteps like three Patriots, it's that building of joy and that eruption and gradual eruption of noise that is just so exciting to see again.
That's what makes it so big. Yeah. That's why the Super Bowl gets so many more watchers than any of the other American sport big games, which is why it has more general appeal in the world as well.
Yeah, I totally agree, and I'm so excited to get back into the NFL this year.
Although I'm very much up for more technical chat in future, but certainly sometimes, first week, we're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's okay to just say we're enjoying it. And this is going to people who maybe love the NFL, this is maybe going to people who are new fans of the NFL. It's okay to not know everything with the NFL. I think no one actually knows what pass interference means, because I'm not even sure the refs did.
At some points, I doubt it.
No, it's absolutely mental. One thing we absolutely do love, though, Cowboys 3, Buccaneers 19. Tom Brady coming back to form. Cowboys...
I'm never going to say no to Tom Brady turning up.
No. As much as I dislike what he did at the Patriots, I can admire his athleticism and physical ability.
Especially for a man of his age. Yeah. You know what? fair play. It's impressive to watch.
Yeah, and turning up to AT&T Stadium and dominating. AT&T is the largest NFL stadium, and to
Dallas Cowboys, I'm correct in thinking they're the most expensive sports franchise in the world as well.
Yeah.
So their stadium is lovely. They've got a huge number of fans because Dallas in Texas.
It's the biggest state, isn't it?
Yeah, massive state, huge population. Mm. So the amount of fans around there is enormous. They always pack their stadium. It is it's an imposing atmosphere, and to go there and run the route is no mean feat.
Yeah, and I think the fact is you could fit, I want to say one or, so you could fit Europe into Texas. It's
Texas takes up about a third to a half of Europe. Oh, yeah, it's an enormous state.
It's an enormous state, and you think of Real Madrid have three newspapers just on Real Madrid. They've got a whole state of radio, newspapers, TV just on the Cowboys. There's so much pressure on them, and I think a little bit got to them. Not get a touchdown with Dak and Zeke, it does seem like they're just... I'm not going to write them off. I'm not putting a fork in them yet. But I just think maybe this might be a bit too much for them.
This season for them could be a bit of a lull. This could be a bit of a low point for them. Which may not necessarily be a bad thing. Gives them time to reset. But certainly their start has not been promising. So cautiously going to suggest this will not be the Dallas Cowboys season.
Yeah.
Although, you know whose season I think it will be?
Go on.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
They look so good.
Yeah.
And to take it to the Super Bowl winners, 31-10 away.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They've got this.
I'm slightly worried about having to play them twice. And they've got that wonderful advantage of being absolutely freezing in January. Because when you have those playoffs and you get those home advantage, if you're Buccaneers, for example, I know the Buccaneers aren't in the same conference, but okay, say you're a California, you're a Floridian state team, you've got to go up there and freeze whatever you're going to freeze yourself off. It's tricky. It is tricky.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's like in the UK, obviously, you've still got that north versus south difference, but it's nowhere compared to
Brighton
California.
Struggling against Newcastle, you know what I mean?
Brighton go to Newcastle, they'll be a bit chilly. They'll find a base there, they'll be all right. Yeah. You go from Florida, where even in the depths of winter, it's still balmy, and you go up to like a Seattle or a New York or even Baltimore, that's still pretty far north.
Pretty cold.
It's cold. Yeah. It is deeply cold.
Yeah. One thing I've absolutely loved this week, a team's bottling it. So I'll go through a few teams bottling it. The Bears were 10-0 down against the 49ers. Now, my dad's a 49ers fan, and he was watching. He's in America, so hi, Dad. Hopefully getting the URN views up abroad. They lost 19-10. The Bengals gave away 5 interceptions and just lost. So both teams were trying to lose that. Mitch Trubisky making his debut for the Steelers, 23-20. Have you heard the doing of the Steelers kick?
I've not.
Okay, we'll get the doing, and it's one of the best noises in the NFL. The Panthers-Brown game, please watch that. If you haven't gotten into NFL, to see two franchises, you probably aren't going to make the playoffs, just go for it. It was so exciting.
They duked it out properly hardcore. Like, that was a competitive game.
Yeah, and it wasn't the greatest team in, let's face it, none of them are making the Pro Bowl, but it was a lovely game. Now, this is a really good game. Texans 20, Colts 20. Now, it's very rare you get a tie in the NFL.
It's extremely rare.
Yeah, and for the first week, it's the first time there's been a tie in the... it's the first time there was possibility of there being 3 ties since 1934 in the opening week. Now, there was only 1 tie. The Steelers got a last-minute kick to win. The Colts-Texans, on the other hand, very weird. The Texans were trying not to lose and trying not to win, because if they get a higher draft pick, then, well, obviously they get a better pick in the draft and can rebuild their team. The Colts missed 1 or 2 easy kicks. Fairbairn, for the Colts kicker, who's an absolute adorable bloke, who still plays with Lego and has got glasses and a beard. You just want to hug him. But him missing
like,
that...
He does look like a bit like a cute, cuddly bear almost.
Yes.
Like, in that way.
And for him to miss that kick, Jake... Can you describe the pressure of a kicker to maybe those who aren't in with the NFL?
I think, well, for me, the best comparison, certainly for any other rugby fans, 2003.
Yes, that's a very good point.
It's not quite the same pressure, obviously. It's not the World Cup, it's not the Super Bowl. But to have all the points available for a win on your head, that's no mean feat. And again, I'll concede as a rugby player...
Mm-hmm.
I do have a slight prejudice against NFL kickers because, oh, it's just in a straight line, all you've got to do is kick it straight. But you know, you've got a lot more pressure in that you have a chase on you. Like, there's people who are trying to stop you actively, and it's not just a rugby conversion where they're so far away that practically they probably won't reach you, and the ball is stationary on a tee. You know, ball is thrown out, caught by someone else, and placed for you, so you don't know exactly where it's going to be till the last moment.
I want to say
and
that
you've got that pressure, so it's a lot on your head.
I think the Falcons lost their long snapper, so the guy who puts it through their legs for the kicker, and in the very last moment, so they didn't have that connection and missed two field goals and lost by a point. Immediately, that's a massive loss to the Saints, who's their big rivals. It's so tricky to get that whole mechanical motion of having it perfectly on a dime for a kicker who's being chased out. Now, you did say you've never seen a kick being chased down in rugby.
I have, but very rarely.
I have, and it was an accident. By the whistle was blown, the person just put one step forward, then sort of hesitated. The Welsh player just blocked it, and I saw that on Thursday. It was a really good game.
Yeah, so that was the England women's game.
Yeah, Ashley Gate.
It happens more often in the women's game because the kickers do tend to slow down a bit. Mm. So it's still very rare. Don't get me wrong, but it does happen slightly more often.
Yeah, but it was good to see. You know, and the weird thing about the NFL, there's no sort of female league. That's a bit weird. But there has been a lot of work done, and the Sky Sports have got Her Huddle podcast, and there's various NFL broadcasts that are just female produced and hosted, which is great to see, but the NFL has got a long way to come, and no franchise.
Yeah, it's the biggest sport in the world that doesn't have a dedicated female series.
Yeah, and I think there's other ways the NFL could improve, and one franchise that screams that is the Washington Commanders. We won't say the former name, because obviously that's offensive. For them to come back after years in the wilderness being known as the Washington Football Team, and to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars in, again, a horrible game, it means a lot for the people of Washington to have a franchise that's winning again. Can you sort of... Is it the step in the right direction? I think that's the only way you can put it, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah, you've got to move progress. On. Any progress is progress for them at this point. They've been bogged down in a real mire of all sorts of problems for quite a long time. And even excluding the massive issues that people held with their name, they've just been in a right state for a long time.
Sexual harassment off the pitch. It's just an absolute...
A proper shambles.
And it's just like when you say, oh, Man United are in a shambles.
Yeah, compared to these guys, nothing else.
Yeah, it is interesting. Now, we've already had one game of the week, a 27-24 win for the Chiefs over the Chargers.
So, cautiously, I'm going to say Chiefs have got a very good shout this season to go quite a long way.
Especially after losing Tyreek Hill, I think a lot of people are sleeping on them. Now, we're going to do NFL. So, what new fans should look out for, what is the for sure win of the week, and the legend of the week. Now, for my new fans should look out for, what should I go for? I'm going to say kickers, because we talked about it this week. It's a lot of pressure on one individual who is just going to kick a ball. With that being their whole thing, if you look at the physicality of it, they don't fit into the team. So I'm going to say watch out for kickers this week. Jake, what should new fans look out for?
I'm going to say a specific game.
Yeah.
I'd say look out for Bucks versus Saints.
Good game.
Because I think that has the potential to be an excellent game. Mm. Obviously, any game with Tom Brady should always be good.
Yeah.
He is away at Saints.
Amazing atmosphere.
And I can only imagine that should be a wonderful, wonderful game to watch.
Yeah. And that's a bit of a rivalry. The Superdome, I think it's now Caesar Superdome.
Yeah, indeed.
Named after the salad dressing, obviously. There's actually a film of New Orleans when they won their Super Bowl. It's on Netflix at the moment, and I'd recommend. It's a very sort of American TV film, but it's enjoyable, and I'd recommend. I forget the name.
A little over cheese.
Yes, but I think when you see, that is an exception to cheese, and also
it's the winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, if you're ever going to make something cheesy, bang. go hell for leather.
What is your for sure win of the week?
My for sure win of the week, you know what? I think I'm going to go with... Oh, actually, Bills versus Titans.
Yeah.
I'd say it's going to be Bills, really.
Yeah, I think that's fair. My for sure win of the week is going to be the Green Bay Packers, who got absolutely mauled by the Vikings last week, surprisingly. I think they'll beat the Bears. The Bears look a better team than I expected, but 1 week isn't enough. And... my legend of the week is going to go to Tyreek Hill, because I just think last minute of the game, Tua throws it out to Tyree. He absolutely blitzes the Baltimore defense and puts the Dolphins at 2-2. Jake, who is going to be your legend of the week?
I'm going to go Lamar Jackson.
Yes,
I reckon he's in for a rout this season. If he gets it on his side, he's in for an utter rout. Mm. And who are the Ravens playing this week? Dolphins. Yeah. Oh.
And I think versus Xavier Howard. Versus Xavier Howard and Byron, I think it could be interesting.
I think it's going to be a tough game for the Dolphins, though.
I think, we've got an awful record against the Ravens. Like, it's horrendous. They're our bogey team. But that pretty much wraps up all we have time for. A bit of a shorter episode. We'll come back with a bit more of you next week. If you haven't followed us already, it's URN_touchdown. Jake, is there anything you want to plug?
Go follow URN_mashup on Instagram, or it might just be URN mashup. I don't know. I can't remember. Whatever it is, go follow that one.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm not sure if there's anything I want to plug. Sticky Wickets, we just recorded an episode about England versus South Africa. So that pretty much wraps it up. Go well, keep it locked in, keep it URN.